The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one, and there is no other than He.' And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we just returned from our pilgrimage to France last night. I got back to the house here about 7:15. And I thought, well done. I thought it was just one of the best pilgrimages we've ever had. Everywhere we went had significance. The group that we travel with, it's a wonderful pilgrimage group that we've developed over the past several years. And then this morning, I didn't even know if I would be able to do this, but I had a 7 o'clock mass out in Haymarket with the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts in the woods. And I always, when we go on pilgrimage, I always say, it's not a pilgrimage, it's not a vacation, it's a pilgrimage, you know. So if people start to complain about stuff, I'm like, oh, it's not a vacation. And so I was complaining a little bit to myself this morning when it seemed like I had to have my bags outside the door at 5:30 in the mornings to get to this mass. And I thought, no, the pilgrimage continues. So my homily this morning for all the boys and their parents in the woods was about how we spent the last 2 weeks celebrating Mass at all the most beautiful shrines and cathedrals and churches in France. And here this morning, we are now in the woods in a cathedral that's more beautiful than anything else we've seen. The stained glass of the beautiful autumn leaves, the columns of the trees, that soft kind of leaves on the floor. I know we don't want them in here, so don't track them in. But the idea is that it was just such a beautiful place to be with about 125 people this morning. And I thought, okay, the pilgrimage continues. Of course it continues. You don't just stop and start going on pilgrimage. The journey of life is one that continues on and on. And sometimes it's a little different, and it happens in different contexts and places, but we all have to adopt the attitude of a pilgrim on that way. And if you've been on pilgrimage, what makes it different from a vacation is that when you're on pilgrimage, you're not in control. And there are things that you do, we need to get done and do, and you have to be able to pull together with the rest of those who are on your pilgrimage with you, so that we carry one another when we need to, or we help one another when it's needed. We also rejoice with one another and share that glass of wine at the end of the day when we've had a good day together. So there's a lot of elements in the readings today about what it is to be a pilgrim. A pilgrim is a humble person. A pilgrim is oftentimes a simple person. Sometimes weak. And we went on a pilgrimage to France because we wanted to get to know all those saints. France is loaded with saints. And they were all kind of similar in the way that either they lost parents when they were young, or they were very poor, or they were uneducated, or they had great illnesses. Most of them had illnesses that they dealt with. A lot of them died at a young age. But every one of them was given something to do. God gave them something to do that they could clearly not have accomplished on their own. And he made his power shine through that. St. Paul in the second reading talks today even about priesthood, how God makes weak people priests so that his glory shines through them. I know sometimes you might run into a priest that thinks he's kind of all that. Well, we're not. It's not about me, right? It's about God. And being an ordained person, it does make a difference. I mean, essentially, we're somehow different as being ordained ministers because of the sacrament of ordination, but it doesn't make us any better. It doesn't make you less, certainly. Because if you're a good priest, you recognize the whole reason you exist is to serve you and not myself. So we come to the gospel today. This is, I think, what all the saints in France had figured out. When the scribe comes to Jesus and asks him, which is the first of all the commandments? You know how the scribes were always trying to trap Jesus into saying something he would be sorry to say if he were somehow re-quoted in somebody's blog later on? Which is the first of all the commandments? And Jesus replies in the most traditional way of all, the first commandment is this: you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. This is called the Shema, O Israel. And it is the first prayer that Jewish people say in the morning and the last prayer they pray at the end of the day. It's on their doorposts. It's on their foreheads. When conservative Jews are praying, they put it in a little box and on their forehead. They wrap it on their arm. It's one of those scriptural facts. It's an identity of who people are as the people of God. But Jesus takes that most essential traditional teaching, and then he throws something in completely unexpected. He said, the second is this: you must love your neighbor as yourself. This was never included in the law of Moses. This was never included in the tradition at all. This is something now Jesus is making clear. I am adding this to the law. You must love your neighbor as yourself. And why? Because God has shown so much love to us. You can't deny it. And one of the signs of that is how he makes saints out of people who have no idea what they're doing, or have no sense of exactly even what God is trying to do in their lives. God shines through them and reveals things about himself and gives strength and hope to the people who need it the most. The people of France were people who were constantly persecuted, ultimately coming to a head in the French Revolution, when the Catholic Church came very near being destroyed in France. And there were all these sisters and priests and faithful people that just were bewildered by how could this be? And I think that's probably why God appeared and Mary appeared to so many of these people in France, to keep that message alive. Do not worry. This is not up to you. This is up to me. And I love you. It'll be okay. Well, I would like to apply that to this coming week too, right? Because there are a lot of people that are very, very upset and confused by our own national reality. And I just have to say, at the end of the day, that's going to have to be the same message. It's not up to us in our weakness, but we have to recognize that God is working through us and that God is in charge. And whatever happens, it's going to be okay, because God will stay with us. He's not just going to like brush the dust from his hands and say, okay, I'm done. He stays with us. So the scribe responds to Jesus. Did you see that when he responds? Excuse me, he kind of plays back exactly what Jesus said and folded in that second commandment as part of the first. He says, you are right in saying he is one and no other than he, to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. It is the most that we can give back to God. And in fact, it is the simplest thing of all that we can do. And Jesus says, you are right. He says, He says, Jesus saw that he answered with understanding. He understood exactly what Jesus was saying. And he said, you are not far from the kingdom of God. Let that be your word of confidence today as you go about loving God and loving one another in such a way as God has loved us. In that confidence that the reward will be great for what we do, and that we are not far, even now, from the kingdom of God.